Windhoek. Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwah has been sworn in as Namibia's first female president. Nandi Ndaitwah steps into office at a crucial moment as the country struggles with economic inequality, high unemployment, and widespread poverty. As Africa's second ever directly elected female head of state and Namibia's first female president, she acknowledges the unique challenges of her historic role. The 72-year-old leader secured victory in the November elections with 58% of the vote. A longtime member of the ruling Southwest Africa People's Organization, SWAPO, Nandi Ndaitwah has been part of the party since she was 14. SWAPO, which led Namibia to independence from South Africa's apartheid regime in 1990, has governed ever since, implementing policies aimed at improving the lives of the black majority. Despite these efforts, economic disparities remain stark. Wealth and land ownership patterns still reflect apartheid-era inequalities, with white farmers owning approximately 70% of the country's farmland. Namibia's economy heavily relies on mineral exports, but the country's leadership is now focusing on adding value to its natural resources rather than exporting raw materials. With a Gini coefficient of 59.1, Namibia ranks among the world's most unequal countries. Nandi Ndaitwah has pledged to invest in Namibia's creative industries and reform the education sector to align with new economic realities, aiming to create jobs and boost economic resilience. As only the second African woman to be directly elected as president, following Liberia's Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Nandi Ndaitwah emphasizes that her leadership should be judged on its merits rather than her gender. She welcomes the increasing representation of women in leadership, noting that, just as men can lead, women can also hold positions of authority.